Hey, all you out there in internet radio land. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Welcome to the Carolyn and Joe Show, for crying out loud.
Woo!
This is pretty freaking awesome. We just came back from watching Kick-Ass. And yes, indeed, it does, in fact, kick ass. It's no secret that Carolyn and I... We make comic books, and that's historically we've been making comic books for a couple of years now, and you know what? It truly amazes me. It amazed me, first of all, the story of the book story, the history of the making of the book of Kick-Ass. That blows my mind. It's like when Kick-Ass first came out, it was a few years ago. Not only it was like two or three issues in. And Kick-Ass gets optioned to be made into a movie. That blew my mind. That itself already blew my mind. If you guys have no idea...
Is it the earliest to ever get a movie deal like that? On two issues?
I have no idea if it is, but to me, that was holy crap, man. Two issues in? They probably pitched it before. Mark Millar and John Romita Jr., big fans of both of those guys. I loved John Romita Jr. stuff on Spider-Man. He did all these other books. And Mark Millar, he was awesome. He did X-Force. I was a big fan of that, I think. That's what I'm trying to make sure. And damn, right off the bat, you know what I mean? It was funny because once I heard that Kick-Ass was going to be made into a movie, I checked out the first two issues. I was on top of that. But then once it was we're going to be made, it's an option for a movie, I was like, all right, I'm going to stop. I mean, nothing against the book, but at that point...
Made you stop, so you only read the first two issues?
I mean, the way it's paced, though, it's just it's almost like a scene. It's not each issue wasn't exactly this huge, big arch. It is to the next climax. But I was just man, this is going to blow up. This is going to blow up.
You're I'll just wait 2 years until the movie comes out.
I'll just chill out. And keep in mind that, it's not Kick-Ass came out at a super fast speed. It wasn't it was monthly. You know what I mean? I think it might have been every 3 months an issue came out. I don't know. It doesn't seem like a lot of them came out, but still. That itself was amazing.
If a book doesn't come out every month, do you get impatient?
Well, I started collecting comic books, or I really got into, I got back into collecting comic books during my high school time. That was when the Image was coming in and all that, cliffhanger comics and all stuff like that. And then during that time, the books would come out probably every half a year, maybe one issue. I remember waiting for Danger Girl for the longest time. You know what I mean? So I have patience. You know what I mean? It just doesn't mean I just got to realize I'm not going to be buying 10 books a week. It means sometimes I'll be buying one, sometimes two or three.
You're not going to be joining the club membership. What is that called when you have a box?
Yeah, you have a subscription box. And that's one of the, that's always a hilarious thing is that, the comic book store that I go to a lot, they always expect, at first it was a running joke. They're like, do you have a box here? Because I'm there all the time. And they, people who, I guess, who are there all the time are, they have a box. You know what I mean? And so I'm like, no, man, I'm you get 10% off, and I'm like, nah, I'll just pay full price. It's cool, dude. No, I don't have a box.
Actually, they haven't made that joke in a while.
Well, the guy's gone, so.
Oh, yeah, that guy with the long hair.
Yeah.
That actually looked like the comic book guy from The Simpsons.
Yeah, exactly. He's not there anymore.
And he actually rides a motorcycle.
Yeah, but no, he's not there anymore. They had to let him go. But it's okay. I think it'll be okay. So, back to that, for you guys who haven't seen Kick-Ass yet, since I guess we're, it's actually Friday night in which we're recording this show, and I guess it's going to come out on Tuesday. Watch Kick-Ass. Have a freaking awesome, awesome time. If you don't know what it's about, Carolyn, tell them what it's about.
Well, spoiler alert.
No, I mean, just the premise. You don't have to tell the plot. You know what I mean? You know, tell the
story. Oh, are we going to go into, like, fuller detail of it?
But, you know, start them up slow. You know, we got to spread 50 minutes here.
Well, you know, I did not know what Kick-Ass was when I went to go see the film today.
Did you have, like, no idea whatsoever?
No, I knew that I saw the trailer, and, like, I've heard little bits here and there, and I knew that it was comic book related.
Let's start from there. Let's start from that moment, then. From you seeing the trailer, how did you feel? I'll go into interview mode again.
What I remember from the trailer is, like, his outfit, and then I remember him doing that pose and looking up and saying, I'm kick-ass. And that's all I remember from the trailer. And I think I remember a little bit of, like, the little girl that has, like, blue hair or purple hair. Is it blue or purple?
It's purple.
Purple hair.
But I remember you asking me, like, are you going to go see that movie? And I was like, hell yeah, I'm going to see that movie.
And I knew it was comic related, but that's about all. And I guess I did know that it's about a guy who's, like, an everyday guy that becomes a superhero. He creates it for himself.
Yeah.
So I knew that much, and that was all. That was all I knew about Kick-Ass going into the movie.
And then, I guess, now that you've seen the movie, so I don't hog up majority of the spotlight here. Now that you've seen the movie, I mean, real quick, what is it about? So people can tune in for later in the show. What was it about? Just, the, you know, the plot, overall
well,
plot.
Well, I just said the plot. It's about an average guy.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Who creates his own superhero. He makes himself a superhero.
Now, going on to that premise, like, to me, like, that pretty much is, like, the fanboy dream. Don't you think? It's like that itself. It's like every guy who reads comics or likes superheroes. Not every guy that reads comics, because not every person that reads comics reads...
Is a guy.
Is superhero books. Is a guy. You know what I mean? And,
Guy that reads comics.
But, you know, like, there's, you know, you have cosplay going on out here. You got people dressing up, going to conventions. It felt like it's like the perfect, maybe it is the perfect time for a book like Kick-Ass, who a guy, you know what I mean, you know, a person dressing up like they're like a superhero and actually doing
and
it
like
for real.
Like creating it himself.
Yeah, and wanting to do it for real.
Yeah.
Now going on from that premise, it's like, you know, so one angle from the story, which I think is actually pretty genius and pretty logical to think about it, in a sense, if you were writing the story of a superhero that would do, like, a real-life superhero, you know, everyone always says that Batman's, like, the reality superhero. He's the one that would be the one that exists in real life. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But I would say that, like, this is a good representation of probably what would happen in a superhero, you know, like, representation, but, like, this is what would happen. Someone dresses up like a superhero, and, yeah, they would get their ass whooped.
I think definitely Kick-Ass is a more relatable, realistic superhero than Batman.
Or, you know, like, so, you know, like,
whatever
the idea
happened
of
to
that.
Whatever happened to the Stan Lee idea of, I never saw that show, but Who Wants to Be a Superhero, do you think?
It's a bunch of trash.
Now, did you ever see the actual show?
I did see a bunch of those, and, you know, nothing against Stan Lee, but, like, nothing against, yeah, all the world against reality TV. I don't like reality TV.
Well, but,
and
what,
it's so produced,
so
it's corny.
Trash.
It was
the
corny.
Only thing
That's
I
the one
do
thing.
Know. The only thing I do know about Who Wants to Be a Superhero is that Stan Lee created it, or he put his name behind it. And then I remember this one, and I never actually saw the show, so I can't say anything about the show, but I just remember hearing talk about Big Mama.
Yeah.
And was she a big black lady or something like that?
I think
she made some appearances at a comic convention or something.
And I mean, and
she might have had her own book, too.
And to me, that's the perception I feel that the average person that's not really into the truthfulness and honesty of superheroes or comic books, that's how I think they or executives, that's who how I think they look at superheroes.
So did Big Mama win that contest?
I didn't watch the whole thing.
I don't even know who won.
It was trash.
But I just remember her name the most out of anyone else.
It was trash. You know, and that's also one of the great things about I find about the Kick-Ass movie is that it's independently financed. It's an independent film, pretty much, because for one thing, not independent film as in like how it was like in the 90s, but, you know, today's version of an independent film.
Does the cover of it look like it was hand drawn?
The cover of Kick-Ass?
Yes.
I mean, it's illustrated by John Romita Jr.
The cover of the movie poster.
Yeah, they do have some that are illustrated.
Oh, okay. Well, then it is officially an indie film.
No, but it's more presented like a superhero.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
But that's what I think is also cool about the story with the even the making the movie of Kick-Ass is that, like, you know, of course he wanted to go to every studio. I forget. they went to every studio and they wanted to make the PG-13 movie.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to make Kick-Ass into a PG-13, you know, whole family movie. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. But it's rated R.
But the thing is, though, Kick-Ass, the comic, the subject matter is not PG-13. It's kid, like, there's several rules that, like, really, like, I believe the censors, whoever's in charge.
Would it be approved government or by whatever. The Comic Code Authority?
It would not. It would not be approved because here's certain things. Here's things that I believe that are frowned upon. One is, you know, like, hyper-violence. And then, second to that, kids being put into peril. Being put in trouble. That's all Kick-Ass is. It's kids, one thing, killing and getting their ass whooped, like, brutally. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But that's the reality of what, like, this character of, like, of a high school kid loves comics, wants to do it for real. That's what would happen. They'll be bloody. And they'd face real life, like gangs and shit, yeah. And they'll get cut and they'll get stabbed.
I think the moment... Are we allowed to spoiler now?
Yeah, all right, spoiler alert. We're talking about the movie
Kick-Ass.
We're
talking about
Kick-Ass. Not going to talk about the book. We'll not spoil the book.
Well, I haven't read the book, so I can't say anything about the book. But the moment in the, like, you know, near the beginning, he decides, you know, he's going to go for this whole superhero thing. He gets his suit. He's all about it. He has his whole persona picked out and everything. And then he actually goes to start to fight crime. Well, the moment when he gets stabbed, I was like...
Oh, like when he's fighting those gang, like the two guys are breaking into the car.
Yeah,
and he's like, and they're like, "What are you looking at?" And then the dude's like, "Someone worked their hard ass, you know, someone busted their ass to get that car." And then,
and you're just trying to rob it or whatever. And then, like, they like, you know, fight for a few, and then the guy actually pulls out a knife and just, like, stabs him right in, like, the stomach.
But you know what's
like, oh,
but you know
no.
what's also so genius about that scene or when that moment is that the guys who stabbed him freaking run.
Yeah,
they freaking
they're like,
run.
Oh man, we better get out of here, man, let's go.
And that's,
and then he's just, like, left to die pretty much, like, and then he ends up getting up and walking around, and then a car runs over him.
Yeah, and the car freaking busts his ass. And, like, I think that's the brutality of it. I think for this movie to be effective, it needed to be that brutal. You know what I mean?
I mean, it was, like, that's when you first knew, like, it weeded you into the violence.
Yeah.
Like, you're like, oh, okay, he's gonna be a superhero, he's gonna beat up those guys. No. He's gonna get his ass kicked. And then, like,
they're trying to go for that Spider-Man angle. Like, yeah. Oh yeah, here he goes, he's gonna save him.
Because they even had, like, a montage right before that big event where he tries to take over those car robber guys. But they have a montage of him, like, trying to leap around on a roof and, like, jump from building to building.
Yeah.
A la Spider-Man. Because he did have that montage scene where Peter Parker was training.
Yeah.
It kind of reminded me, reminiscent of that time period, but definitely, yeah, like, that was the moment when I knew. I was like, damn, I knew he's getting his ass whooped, but I didn't know that guy was gonna pull out a knife and just stab him right there.
Stab
like
him, blood comes pouring out of his stomach.
Oh, and man.
I did like when his x-rays are all on, his whole body was x-rayed, and that you can see all the, like, the pieces of steel and all the bones. I was like, That's what it's about, man. I thought that was a cool moment. But I thought it was really great for, it was like the commentary on the superhero. You know what I mean? Because, like, they did play off of, like, you know, for with great power comes with great responsibility. They played off of stuff like that.
What was that other? They had a quote that says, "With no power comes no responsibility."
Yeah, he was like, "I thought with no power there's no responsibility, but I was wrong." There's something in that vein. But yeah, it was really, and, you know, I swear to you, I mean, like, the movie is vulgar, you know, there's vulgar moments, but I believe there's, like, an honesty toward in this movie that I really enjoy.
It had, like, it was not a Kevin Smith film, but it had, like, that Kevin Smith quality about, like, something that's vulgar, kind of dirty, but then, like, still has a lot of heart.
Yeah, and I think that's really good because, you know, people talk like that, or some people now try to attempt to talk like that.
I mean,
and also,
some
McLovin was in it, you know?
Yeah. I couldn't think of his name in the theater. I was like, because like, I didn't know.
It's Fogel.
And then I was like, is that And I couldn't. I was, in my head was trying to say McLovin, but then my brain ended up thinking Fogel, and I was like, that's Fogel. I was like, and then like I was like, what the heck was his other name, McLovin? I couldn't think of it.
It was cool because when I first heard of Kick-Ass, or at least like maybe a year and a half ago, or more than a year ago, and like. I was on YouTube, or I saw some sort of link, and there was like, it's the real life Kick-Ass, and like there really was a guy that was like on YouTube that was dressed like in all black, like some sort of ninja. He was getting his ass whooped and fighting back against this gang and trying to protect someone, and I was like, holy shit, that's hardcore, and that's in the movie. Like that, it felt like there's a scene like that in the movie. I don't know.
But do you feel that was a viral clip?
I don't. It could have been or could not have been. You know what I mean? But it could have been so good that they put it in the movie. But like to me, that's probably how the YouTube scene. But to me, that's like the real world. That's what today's world. What
yeah,
happened.
Like his second encounter.
Everyone just
with
stands
crime.
Around. Everyone just stands around and just like videotapes.
Yeah, Kick-Ass's second encounter with crime is he's actually trying to save a cat, like on some type of mini billboard. And that doesn't end up happening, but when he falls down from the billboard, he stops the guy that's running away, and then, like, basically this whole gang of guys is, like, running after the guy, and Kick-Ass, like, stands up for him and starts getting in the fight, and then they're in, like, a parking lot of a 7-Eleven type deal.
Yeah.
And then, like, this one kid comes by, and then Kick-Ass is like, call 911, and the kid just doesn't do that and comes back out and is like, tells everybody to watch this, and everyone's like in that convenience store watching. Was it a convenience store or a restaurant? I don't know.
Don't
and then,
you
like,
think
they
that's
all
what
are,
they would do?
They're all just like taping it on their phones.
As he's like swinging wildly trying to save his own ass being busted in the mouth.
And then someone opens it up on YouTube, or uploads it on YouTube, and then
amateur
like,
video.
He becomes this national phenomenon. And I like that shot where they had the counter of the YouTube hits.
Yeah.
Kept going up and up.
Yeah.
They also had something else that was funny about like the YouTube sensation.
Yeah, yeah.
Kick-Ass.
What'd you think?
He's just like Justin Bieber.
What'd you think? They still had MySpace in the Kick-Ass movie, which is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Do you think that dates it?
Yeah, I think that does date it.
Oh, it dates it to today, at least.
It already felt a couple years ago. Now, in the book, did they reference MySpace, or do you not know?
If they did, I didn't get that far.
See, because it really does reference... I mean, I think it's still relevant to today. It's not, like, completely, like, old fogey, but...
But it doesn't feel like it's that big.
It doesn't feel like it was as big, because no one ever... talks about MySpace anymore.
Really what it feels like to me is that they struck a deal with MySpace.
Possibly. They also, I did notice a couple Pepsi lines in there.
Oh yes. I mean, you gotta get those sponsors in there. I mean, that's how he finances the movie, you know what I mean?
If that was how it was done, then that's how it was done. But it didn't affect, like, the story necessarily. It more just got out the word that everyone was all about him on his MySpace friends and stuff like that.
Now, I know when people are gonna watch this movie and, They're gonna be like, oh, it's cool. It definitely earns its hard rated R rating.
Yes,
it's so close to being rated X as it could be. I don't know if it would be rated X,
well, but
you know, they can rate X for violence as well. It's not
sex.
Yeah,
like, I did not know that.
You know, like because Clerks was rated X almost. So stuff like that.
Kick-Ass is pretty. If that is true, then that it might be a.
But it's cartoony.
It almost an X.
It is cartoony violence. It's almost like.
Yeah, but still, like I.
But
the
it's
first
kids
thing,
doing
what
the violence.
What was the first thing I said to you when the movie finished?
I was like, I'm happy I don't have a little kid to come here and watch this.
I said something like, yeah, I don't think kids under age 16 should really be watching this.
Now let's break it down like that. Do you think? Because I know that's going to be the fear. Kids are going to watch Kick-Ass, and they're going to want to, like, kids.
And then they're going to want to kill people.
Or they're going to, yeah, they're going to do something like that. Are you worried towards that happening, or do you think the story was strong enough to be like, listen, it's going to hurt. You're going to get your ass whooped. People in the real world will beat up you little kids.
I think that the normal kid would know that, but you never know who watches these things. Like, if some crazy Columbine kid was watching this, they'd be all amped to kill.
But there was motivation.
Behind Columbine?
No, not Columbine. Columbine was fucked up.
Yeah.
Columbine was stupid.
Yeah.
Anyone who does that shit is stupid.
No, but I'm telling you, there are those kids out there. Wouldn't you think if those kids already has the mindset like of a killer?
Yeah, they're probably already going to do it.
Then they're already going to be doing it. But it would just like influence it even more, you know?
Yeah.
No, I mean, but it wasn't like against necessarily bullies or anything, so that's a little bit different.
Yeah.
I think the main conflict that young kids have these days is like with bullies.
Yeah. Or so, authority in a way.
I think it's more of like a bullying thing or like some type of weird mental stability too. Like that Virginia Tech killer, like, I don't know if anyone necessarily bullied him, but he always felt like
to me, that person's a grown, subpar. That guy was a grown man.
And he was about to finish college, which yeah, so I think it's is not, effed up.
So it's not, he pre-planned that shit. It wasn't something where he, like, watched the movie and was inspired by the
dude. Well, he wasn't, I don't think any movies necessarily inspired him, but the thing about, just real quick, we'll get back to Kick-Ass in a second, but the thing about the Columbine kids and the Virginia Tech killer is with the Columbine kids, they were in high school, and I'm not discrediting them, but I'm still just going to point out that they had like 2 weeks left until they graduated.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're not going to see anyone in your classmates ever again if you don't want to.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't understand why that happened. So, but at least they were like a little bit younger. Whereas like this Virginia Tech killer kid, I'm like, you had like a, he had like a week or something until graduation, but it's also like, dude, you're in college. Get some friends and get over it.
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand that. And, like, in a week, you're going to be out of college, and then, like, you can go live your life. I don't understand it. But anyway.
I mean, like, see, to me, when I think about that, whatever, the Virginia Tech or the Columbine thing, I felt like they were in business for themselves.
It's very selfish.
It was, they were out.
They had no friends.
They were out for themselves. Like, they weren't really, you know, they're not, like, trying to clean up the world every, you know, they're not trying to clean up the world every, starting like with one ugly person at a time or something like that. They were, you know, they're like, they felt bad and like, whoa, I'm depressed, like, I'm quiet, and I'll do this, now I'm trench coat mafia. I think it's all straight up bullshit, to tell you the truth. It's because that's what I feel.
They have no self-confidence.
I mean, it's also that, but also they have, you know, yeah, no self-confidence, no hope, but also they had apparently no avenue, and mm-hmm. This is the only way. And I feel that, like, you know, like, it sucks when people don't have an avenue. There's so many avenues for people to release their frustrations. Like, fuck, do professional wrestling and get your ass whooped like that.
Or join a band or something, make music.
Do that, but it's such a lame thing to be like, the only thing I can do is I hate everyone, I'm gonna murder everyone. I mean, why don't you write a book about it then, man? I'm okay with that. You might be destroyed, but at least at the end of the day, I mean, and also they took their own lives.
Yeah.
They're a bunch of fucking pussies, like, already, like that. They can't even face the crime that they did.
Yeah.
Or I think the Columbine people got killed, though, right?
I think I would have to check up on that, but I don't know for sure. It's been so long. But I know that the Virginia Tech guy did murder himself.
See, I think that's even more fucked up. That, he's a pussy for doing that. He's not even man enough to do that.
Columbine might have done that as well, but I'm not sure.
Even lamer. You know what I mean? Even lamer. But I think that's the one thing, is that these guys were in business for themselves. But even if people do go and try to copy, like, Kick-Ass in a way,
mm-hmm.
at least it's garnered more towards
helping someone.
Yeah, let's be a vigilante and I'll get my ass whooped for trying to help someone.
There's
a
difference,
I mean?
But that's what I mean about the mindset, mind control, I guess, is like, it could be like the same thought process of like this whole crazy killing thing. But then at the same time, it's like you could to use that for good, like Kick-Ass, if you want to call that. But then, or like, you, it could go the other way and like totally be all about yourself, depending on how you think and like what you've gone through. It's crazy. It gets to that crazy part. But I think, like, I would not really take a kid younger than 16 to see Kick-Ass.
And, you know, it's not meant to. Like, you know, that system is there for a reason. But that doesn't, but like, once you watch, if you are that, you know, that age level, if you're listening to this show, if you are that age that can watch this, watch it. It's a fucking good time. You know, and we're not getting paid by them. I'm a filmmaker, comic book creator. I support that. I support these characters. So I'm going to put them over. I loved it. It was fun.
I thought that the, like, every character was really good. Like, and also the amazement to me is that everything was like, I hate the saying, but everything really was wrapped up like with the bow. It was like every character got what they wanted.
Yeah.
And they all had a mission. And even at one point, like, what was it, Big Daddy and what was the Hit Girl?
Yeah, Big Daddy
and
Hit Girl.
Big Daddy and Hit Girl were at one point were like using Kick-Ass.
Yeah.
To like get to their past and like have their revenge. And So there was some part where, like, you know, some characters were using each other and then they switched around, and it was and then even the father of Red Mist was using Red Mist.
So what do you, I mean, let's so if you were to look at this, who were your favorite characters? Like going into the beginning of the movie and then at the end of the movie, who became your favorite characters?
Well, going into it, I think a lot of people can connect with Kick-Ass. Yeah. It's like you said, like, no wonder why the movie got optioned after the second comic book. I mean, it, like, makes perfect sense. Like, the average book fan, like, would love to be a superhero.
Yeah.
So, like, right there is just, like, average dude just doing it and going for it.
It's like that metaphor of, like, really pursuing your dream. Mm-hmm. Like, doing what you want to do. And then looking at the movie, it's like, well, it's not easy. You're going to get beat up by everyone else in the real world. But if you keep persevering, something will come of it. You know what I mean?
And he even, like, and I know it sounds cliche, but he, like, gets his girl, and, like, that was, like, in a way his main mission from the beginning, too.
It was pretty freaking awesome, too. Like, I like that whole entire angle of him getting the girl, like, the girl.
Do you like the girl thinking that he was gay?
Well, I like even that build-up. Like, I like that angle, because, like, I haven't seen that for a while. And the thing is that
For a while?
I haven't seen it, and it's funny because, like, you know, so after he gets, after his first run of being Kick-Ass, being stabbed and being murdered by a car and having all of his bones basically, like, destroyed.
Did you say being murdered by a car?
No, being, you know, like, whatever, not murdered, but run over by a car. You know, so he told the medics to, like, not tell anyone about the costume.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, so he's just found naked, apparently. Like, the story is just found naked.
Yeah.
And then, so even his dad, like, while in the doctor room,
uh-huh.
He was like, so when you got mugged and you were naked, did the muggers, you know, and they're trying to, like, just insist, did you get raped by these guys? And they're like, no. And then, so, like, the story goes into the next day at school, saying, like, oh, he's gay. He was found naked. I was like, what? And then everyone thinks.
You know how rumors
then
start.
Everyone thinks he's gay, but then he didn't know. He doesn't know. He thinks he's gay. And then all of a sudden, the girl of his dreams is like, hey, how's it going? And then, like, you know what I mean? There's, like, a connection, and his friends have to tell him that, like, yeah, she's, like, she likes gay guys, you know? And he's like, what? Fuck that. No way. And then, like,
she wants to have a best friend that's gay. I don't understand that, but whatever.
But that is such a contemporary story arc, though, too. You know what I mean? That I think is a contemporary story arc. It's like, well, if you're gonna have a girl named Hit Girl, if you're gonna have people getting their ass whooped, fuck, why not go that angle?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Why not take that? Because you know what? I bet any guy out there would die just to have a chance. Any reason to hang out with, like, a hot chick. You know what I mean?
I mean, he was putting, like, tanning, self-dyed tan on her naked body.
That's fucking awesome. Is that what gay guys do?
Apparently
so. To these girls out there? Someone put a message on there.
I think, like, some guys need to, like, go rogue gay or something.
I think there's a lot of people, a lot of gay guys out, or a lot of supposed gay guys out there that are not gay. And they're just like, hey, I get to be surrounded by girls all day long. Fuck it. You know what I mean?
And then they'll just go living that life of, like, everyone thinks that they're gay.
Because then, like, the girls, I'm like, oh, I wish she can,
you
know.
But then after a while, you know, they might not get any girls because then they just would think that they're gay unless they truly say what they are.
Yeah, but look at the longevity in this relationship that could happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but how long are you really going to pretend that you're not gay?
It doesn't matter.
After a while, it would get to you, knowing that your dream girl is, like, right in front of you, and you can't do anything about it because she thinks you're gay.
But see, that's part of the plan. It's like, it's...
Oh, so that's a plan of how to get women.
But out of
sight... Pay attention, men.
Out of sight, out of mind. So if you're in sight, it's just as good, right? If you're, you know, if you're...
So
if you're talking to him,
you would devise that plan.
Were you saying me devise? I'm just saying that's a great plan. I'm not saying I would devise that plan. I'd say that's a genius fucking plan. Because, you know, all of a sudden, like, metrosexual and all these girls want to hang out with gay guys. Fuck, why wouldn't someone do that? That's such
yeah,
a perfect
sure.
plan. I mean, like, they're like, oh, I'm trying to, but I can't talk to him. Well, why don't you act like you're gay, and then you get to talk to him, because girls like to talk to gay guys because they're safe. I guess girls just want to talk to, like, the safe person.
But then that same girl was hanging out with that... What's that guy's name?
Yeah,
that
what's up with
dude?
That? With the drug dealer?
Yeah, I was like...
He wasn't hanging out. He was just bothering him at the... Bothering her at the...
At the needle exchange or
yeah,
something.
Whatever. Yeah, like that shelter or whatever the hell
so
it's
maybe
supposed
he,
to be.
So maybe he went to that needle thing and then, like... whatever her charity organization was. And then, like, he kept bothering her or something. Yeah. So maybe she just didn't want any part of him.
Yeah, most likely. So what other characters did you enjoy out of that? I mean, I'll tell you that there's a... I really enjoyed, like... I know it's not a character, but a location. Comics and coffee. Like, a location like that. Like, mm-hmm. The joining of the two forces. I think that's a genius idea, man.
You know Adam from the Dollar Bin?
Yeah.
He, like, mentioned that idea a few years ago.
Really?
Like, he wants to own a comic store that also has coffee.
I mean, or drinks or whatever, or Boba whatever. Or slushy or something. Drink, like, refreshments
like
and
like
coffee.
Basically, whatever, a coffee shop vibe. You know, like
a bookstore, yeah, whatever.
Like a bookstore coffee shop vibe, but mainly focused on comics.
But that's such a genius idea. Like, I want to make that. Because, like, that's perfect.
I think a lot of people have that idea, but I don't know if anyone's actually, like, actually joined it together.
But either way, it seems like a place to hang out, at least, like, a modern place for people to hang out. I probably wouldn't hang out and drink coffee, but I would. That's a comic store, and then it's, like, that's bringing together, like, two types of people. That's actually just intellectualizing. Like, it's actually just saying, like, cool, comics are here now. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I wish it was. People like these days, and it's really still annoys me, don't say that comics are real books.
But
at
the same time, if I own that store, I'd kind of be pissed off because probably everyone's just going to come there to read comics and then like dirty
and drink,
up the comics.
And drink coffee.
But like, but then they're just going to read them and put them back on the stand.
Well,
and then
I mean,
they're going to be all like ruined and thumbed through.
I mean, but like I see Barnes & Noble and Borders doing okay with that.
I know a lot of people that use Borders and stuff like as a library.
Yeah, but if you think about it though, when it looks like people are inside an establishment, more people would come in.
I thought you said Borders was going out of business.
But I'm using there's people still in the stores, right?
I guess. And then if you have the free Wi-Fi, everyone's just going to come in for your internet.
To me, I just like I want comics to be I respect comics more than novels and you know like that, and stuff like that. I just don't like this sort of up snippetiness of like, oh, so when's the last time you read a real book, not a comic book? And I was like, fuck you, man. A comic book is a real book, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't like that.
It has pictures in it.
When's the last time you read a book that didn't have pictures in it? I was like, what? Novels have pictures in it. Autobiographies have pictures in it. You know what I mean? I've had great, great literary experiences with comic books, more so than novels. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not saying that either one is better than the other one. I'm just saying that they're stories, man. They're both are telling great stories. They should be in the same realm. They shouldn't be segregated. I mean, it's actually pretty kiddie. That it's like an old school. It's like an old person thinking.
Maybe it's a way to like hold them down.
It is exactly a way to hold them down.
Because people just think that's for little kids and stuff.
It's more like just because you don't read them doesn't mean they're good.
But you know what, though? And I'm not taking this side necessarily, but from somebody that doesn't read comics side, they would be like, you look at some of it and like, you just see superheroes or like girls with really big boobs and like guys that are ripped and stuff. And it's like,
oh yeah, so
for
what,
them, it's
so,
like, well, what type of story are they gonna, you know?
Oh yeah, so like when I look into the romantic section,
yeah,
I'll see these topless guys.
But I don't think the romantic section is treated very well necessarily from those literary people anyway.
Well, see, I think it goes both ways though, man. It's like a comic book reader looking at a person is like, oh, so you're looking at a comic book. It's like it's snooty either way. Since they're both snooty either way, they're on equal playing field.
Well, even like, you know, I feel like I'm not like a big literary expert, but from what I've seen, the books that are up in like when I walk by Target and stuff, or even Barnes & Noble and Borders, a lot of those books are like Twilight, or like they might not necessarily be like the hardcore romantic that has the guy's shirt off.
Yeah.
But they have like books like The Bad Girl's Guide to whatever, dating or something. Haven't you seen or they're like snooty like girl gossip books like
yeah.
Gossip Girl or like I Know What You Did
I mean, but
on
this,
your date last night or something. I don't know, like those are like books like that, but it seems like a lot of like Sex in the City type style or like Twilight,
yeah,
like, female oriented books that are like that. But it's like how any better is that than like reading X-Men?
It's
you know,
it's not, but that's what
I'm saying,
what I'm saying is that like
the literary, how great is that? How great are like snooty little women's books like that?
But even like there's bigger books, like even history books and shit like that. What I'm saying is that like comics are here to stay, and they are better, just as good, depending on the book, as any other book out there.
Mm-hmm.
To the point where it shouldn't be, it should never be looked down upon.
But why do you think people do that?
Because they are old time thinking. They are old motherfucking time
thinking. Well, you
want
to know what's even older time thinking?
Nothing
cave
against
paintings.
Yeah.
Cave paintings.
But
first ever story.
But like, yeah, exactly. Motherfucking exactly. But it's like no, I'm not down with that internet. Oh, so you're on the internet all the time? But you're like, oh yeah, that's like that, you know what I mean? It's like that. It's like not. It's not appreciating that things are coming in. Things are changing.
You got to change with the times.
With Kick-Ass, that showed that. Like, it's like, oh, like, that's how you know you're popular now. You see all those hits on YouTube. So many friends or people are seeing you. If you can't ignore that, that's how things are happening.
There was like one quote from
Kick-Ass.
They showed
a clip of YouTube on the news. People using YouTube internet on
the
news. So it's like you can't ignore internet. You can't ignore comics.
You can't ignore a YouTube sensation.
Really?
And also there was a part where he was like my MySpace account, 36 friends. Kick-Ass's MySpace account, 16,922 friends.
That's such a great example of, I mean, that's, you know, it's a movie, but like also I was watching Ellen today, like while eating lunch, and a guest was a person, was two girls who had like this huge hit on YouTube.
What was it?
I forget what it was. I think she was like rapping, like she was like drugged on an accident, and she was not drugged,
what?
But she was like, I forget what it was, but some girl who was like rapping the Jay-Z or something weird like that.
Okay.
And that she, it was something that Ellen like was showed on the show that she stumbled upon.
Hmm.
It's like this stuff is here to stay. Like this web, this internet, this new media is that's how it's happening.
Yeah, you gotta change with the times. It reminds me of one of my last jobs. You know how like a traditional business card is 3.5 by 2 inches? So, like, you know, more vertical?
Yeah.
Sorry, more horizontal?
Yeah.
Well, like, I turned the business card vertical. Oh, my God. You know, like, so it was 2 inches wide by 3.5 tall?
Yeah.
So, like, I remember my boss being like, oh, we can't do that. And I was like, why not? I've seen vertical business card before.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's not, like, nothing new, you know? And he was like, well, that won't fit in a Rolodex. And I was like, who uses a Rolodex?
A Rolodex?
I'm like, no one uses that anymore.
Is
right now.
Like the film noir times?
I'm like, right now, people use like their iPhones or like everything's on the computer. To be honest with you, people don't even use business cards anymore, if you want to put it that way.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, yeah, there is a need for a business card because if you meet somebody, you know, at an event or on the street or something like that, yeah, you need a business card and you can just hand them out like candy and, you know, it has your phone number or email address on there so people know who you are. It does, you know, technically, yeah, there's still need for business cards, but at the same time, no one really uses them in that traditional way of like a Rolodex.
Yeah.
So I just thought it was funny how he's like, it won't fit in a Rolodex. I'm like, you can make a business card any size you want.
And it's
and which is an old way of thinking.
And that's, you know, it's really great because like even the Kick-Ass is commentating on that. It's commentating on the perception of what a superhero can be, perception of what really reality is. So it is a great commentary, and I, you know, I applaud it for that. Maybe I'll pick up the book when it comes into a really good trade of the full story.
Mm-hmm. In a trade.
It probably has.
Oh, and I bet you know what it says on the cover. Now a major motion picture.
Like I remember on the League of Extraordinary Gentlemen on that when that movie first came out and they had the new trade saying now a major motion picture. I was like, oh fuck. No one's going to see this book now, because if they saw the movie, they're going to be like, fuck, why am I going to read the book this?
But sometimes it might influence people to get into comics. Like, for example, what if somebody took their friend that didn't read comics to go see Kick-Ass tonight? And what if their friend was like, oh, man, I really love that story. I want to read the book and see how it was actually drawn and stuff like that. See,
yeah.
I feel like that could get somebody into comics.
Yeah, and like, dude, you know me. You've seen our documentaries. I'm all about pro comic book propaganda. Like I'm so pro comic book above anything else. That it was so great to see like moments where like, you know, like there's, you know, girls and all types of people reading comic books.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And like even like there's a scene at near the end of the movie or in the middle of the movie where like the one of Kick-Ass's friends in high school in his school life is like, I'm gonna get you into comic books right now or something. There's a scene there's a scene like that, and I thought that was like, it was cool because like when I was growing up there was never any girls in the comic book store. No one ever stepped foot, and like it's cool now that, you know, they're you know, it's more acceptable, but now it's like, well, it's out of my time. But you know, I really appreciate that then, because I really believed in the comic book form being truly for everyone. Do you think comic books are really truly for everyone, you know? Maybe not everyone will be into it, but whatever.
Do you think that comics that like are put in trades that say now a major motion picture, do you think that deters people from actually reading the book because they see that it's a movie and they're like, oh, well, I'll see the movie?
Well, it's I think it actually, that's hilarious because a lot of people really, really put over making it as the movie. You know, it's like, you've made it. Now your book is a movie. You know what I mean?
It's yeah, even, it's like a, even it's when more you saw, official.
Yeah, even when you saw Jenna Jameson with, like, what's her book that never, that only had, like, a one half issues. Like, Shadow Hunter or whatever
yeah,
it is.
That's what it
she's
was
like, and she was like, dude, I really want, like, we're going to make it when we see the movie on the big screen. That's the big dream. I'm like, but also in a way that pisses me off because, like, you know.
So it's so, like, well, your book isn't good enough for, well, just to be a comic book?
Well, that exactly. And also, like, when we're making comic books, and I have a lot of people that, or some of my friends will tell me that, like, oh, it's so easy to make a comic book. It's just like storyboards. And I was like, it's not like that, man. It's a total new breed.
It's like a cousin of storyboards, but it's not the same.
I wouldn't even say that, man. I don't even want to include it. There's drawings. Storyboards are like, you know, I do storyboards.
Storyboards is more of like a reference. It's not an actual story.
Storyboards have camera action in it. Have arrows that say camera moving this way.
It's more for reference for filmmakers.
Yeah, it's more for that. But this one, it's like the whole page. The whole comic book page, the layout, that's a piece of art. You know what I mean? That's, you know, even with the new iPad, you have like, oh, look, now you can zoom in on the panel and it goes from panel to panel.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how the fuck are you supposed to do that with Sam Keith art? How are you supposed to do that with Jeff Darrow art? How do you even do that with Frank Miller art?
I don't know.
See, there's certain things where it's not just panel for panel. It's like this new breed of layout work, you know?
Well, that's why there's like this whole new thing with like the iPad about people wondering if it's good for comics or not, because some people like to read it page by page or even as a spread.
I think it's
so now if you have the option of going panel to panel, it's more like you're actually watching it like storyboards in a way. It's more cinematic.
It is, like, it was great, like, to me. Like, I grew up, you know, like watching and also reading comics like Frank Miller, you know, when he was doing Ronin, the work was so cinematic. It felt cinematic. Like, there's all these books that felt cinematic. But now going back onto it, yeah, it was cinematic, but it was laid out sort of perceived to be cinematic.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, but it wasn't like storyboards. Here's a storyboard to be cinematic. You know what I mean?
I think sometimes comics, okay, on one point,
something that happens to someone's brain when they translate a comic book. You know what I mean?
I think like comics has right now a really good connection with cinema.
Yeah.
I mean, like, look about like everything in the past 5 years, all the Spider-Man franchise and like Iron Man's coming out, Iron Man 2's coming out, and it just seems like everything is really big with superhero movies. Even people that have never even read a single comic book in their life.
Yeah.
Know about Spider-Man by watching the movies, and like they can at least talk about that. Now, that on one end is good for the comic book industry, because then, like I said, if somebody watched Kick-Ass and they can be like, hey, I want to read the book now, and then they totally get into comics, that could happen, and that's probably great. Will happen with like thousands of people, who knows, or even, you know, however many, even if it's just 5 people that get into it from that, then that's awesome. Now, but on the other hand, I really feel like comics can get pushed over by movies, meaning that movies just sounds more glamorous. You get the Hollywood effect.
Well, that's...
And that's, you get the sticker on your book that says, now a major motion picture, and that deters people from reading the book in a way, because then they might be like, oh, well, I'll see the movie.
That's what happened to me with Kick-Ass. Like, I knew Kick-Ass was going to be made into a movie. I'm like, and I know that today's day and age, people can... It's making movies is so different than what it was like in the 90s, where you had the movies like Spawn and like you're just like, oh, it's a great comic book, and then the movie is like, well, I wish we could do this, I wish we were able to do this, I wish we were able to do that. And now this day and age, you can.
Mm-hmm.
That's like, now ideas are coming together. Like, you can do anything you want if you have the budget and
And the opportunity.
And if you have the budget and the opportunity. But the thing that still bothers me is that, like, it just because you have a movie doesn't mean the movie is better than the book.
And also, I feel like a lot of creators, like you mentioned, Jenna Jameson, and not just her, I think a lot of creators are even getting into comics and drawing comics and creating comics for the sole purpose of getting money to make a movie.
And you know that's my biggest pet peeve ever.
Which isn't, like, in your heart, like, yeah, you like comics and all, and that's great, but the main, like, mission is more about the movie than the comic.
And that's, you know me, that pisses me off to unbelievable time when, for me, my end-all be-all for our comics is to make the best comic book in its medium. And you can do so much with the medium, and doing that to its fullest, like using up the medium at its fullest. I don't want, you know what I mean? It'd be great to have, you know, movies of this otherwise, but I want this to be like in the comic book world, this great,
yeah, like,
established.
Like, and if movies happen, then that's great, but like the mission should be creating a good book.
And here's the thing now, it's like whenever I read some books now. And I mean, I'm looking through the comic books now, and so much stuff is made to look so cinematic.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, it's so real. But now, like, you know, I've been reading books for a long time. Now I'm like, no, I'm looking at books. I'm like, I want it to be actually more comic book.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I like that. I'd like it to be a comic book. I don't want to look at it and be like, oh, look, that's a movie. Look at that. It's
See,
so movie-like.
That's what I was like. I've been emailing back and forth with Elizabeth Watteson about the iPad for the past week or two. And I feel like...
Charm School?
Yeah.
Elizabeth Watteson?
Yes. And, like, I feel like, you know, we've been talking about it, and basically what I've been telling her is that it seems to me like everything's just becoming more cinematic. And so right now, like, she was saying that some of the earlier books now, they're basically just scanning the pages.
Yeah.
And you're basically reading, like, a PDF.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I haven't actually read comics on the iPad, but I've just seen, like, a YouTube video of somebody demonstrating it.
Explain that to me now. People are just scanning the...
Well, I guess apparently if you buy like an old school comic book from Marvel's comics app, it's basically like flipping through a PDF.
I mean, that's like, pretty much what, yeah, and you just zoom in on stuff?
I guess you can zoom in on that, like using the pinch and the drag from your fingers.
Yeah.
But then there's also options where you can read it panel by panel on the newer ones.
Yeah.
But I was, like, basically telling Elizabeth Watteson that to me, I guess this still will have to come out for the future, like, very, you know, within the next year or two, I'm sure someone's gonna do this. But, like, if there was somebody that created a comic to specifically be read on the iPad.
I mean, I guarantee there's gonna be something like that tomorrow.
Yeah. I mean,
something
there's probably
Wednesday,
somebody already...
Wednesday that's gonna come out.
It's probably somebody already on it.
Because if Jim Lee's illustrating directly on the iPad, yeah. You know what I mean? It's...
Like, I mean, it's definitely getting there, but I guess in a way that... I don't know what exactly it would be, but not just taking an already made comic and doing this, but creating something that can, like, really only be read on the iPad, meaning, like... It wouldn't be a different medium, to the point where it's another medium. Like, it wouldn't be as good if it was an actual printed comic book, but it's like reading it on the iPad makes it like to this whole nother level. Like, it was specifically created for the iPad.
It should be like
that. iPad comics.
Like, it'd be so great. Like, if I envision, like, because you with the iPad you can see so many details, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, now why don't you make this panel like this insane fucking panel? You know what I mean? Like, it goes deep. Why don't you make this panel 3D?
You think, like,
you know what I mean?
Also, at that point, though, it does become pretty much cinematic. Because even, like, your transitions, your wipes, and if you want to switch to another panel...
Why not,
like,
do it
what
like
if
that?
It, what if it does some, like, crazy thing where it, like, flips around, like, you turn the page, like, literally flipped from front to back or front to back or something like that. So, like... And it somehow like had to do with the story. You're just doing like crazy wipes just like as a PowerPoint presentation.
How about this?
Like that.
Let's take it to the next level. Why not you have a panel? Why don't you have the ability to look through the whole entire environment of that panel?
Like the people stayed and you would like the foreground would stay and you could just
like
go
you
in the background.
Like you can like click you can rotate.
Oh,
shit.
Like a 3D thing, like you're in their room or something.
But like each one you're doing like each different panel action, like for one panel you have five panels. I know it'd be an ass load of work,
or like or you
can
see like from different people's POV.
Yeah, like that would be amazing.
I mean, but also like when it really gets to that, it also gets to like that whole like choose your own story type thing.
Choose your own story. Why
like
not?
If it's somebody's like, oh, someone offers you an apple or an orange, which one do you pick? And whichever way you go, it goes where the story goes. So, like, that could be interesting with the iPad, because you cannot, like, it literally is, like, diving into a page.
Yeah, it really is. Like, you can dive into a page.
You cannot do that on a regular comic. Like, if a panel, like, there's a panel where, like, I come up to you and I'm like, so what do you want to eat, an apple or orange? Like, you get to actually pick.
So what's going to happen now is it does become a different medium. Because even with comic books, everyone expects comic books to be, what's the size of it again? It's a 8. What is the actual dimensions of a regular comic book? But either way, now people are experimenting with the size of that, making it smaller, making it shorter, digest size.
Because didn't Frank Miller say that the only reason why it's like that anyway is because, like, a newspaper fold in half?
Yeah, because they're just like, we're just going to fold this in half and say paper. So, in a sense...
It's old school anyway, that size.
But what I'm saying is that with that, since people are reformatting, even structuring the look of their page a different size, the iPad's going to be something even different. You know what I mean? It's going to be just like that. It's just now it's the iPad version.
I do
have to say with Kick-Ass that pretty much, most likely, I'm going to go on the record saying this. This is my... I like Nicolas Cage in the movie.
You did?
I did enjoy...
Oh, my God.
I absolutely don't like Nicolas Cage in anything except Wild at Heart.
But that is a good compliment to him. Because I know that you really do dislike Nick Cage.
And I have to say that I liked his performance in this movie. I liked all the performance. I'm a fucking fan of Hit Girl. Hit Girl is like a hero to me now. You know what I mean? That's what's so cool.
I'm impressed that you like Nick Cage.
But like, his death? Damn. You know what I mean? That was emotional. But like... Yeah, like I liked it. Like, I wasn't annoyed with it. I thought he hit the mark just perfect for that. I applaud Nicolas Cage on it. Thank you, sir. I'm still not gonna watch Bangkok, whatever, or Changing, or Not Knowing, or whatever the fuck. There's all these other bullshit movies.
Changing
he did,
or Knowing,
or whatever.
Well, he's making all those movies, because he lost a lot of money. He's broke, and he basically has to be in every movie that he gets offered for the next 5 years.
But you know what, Nicolas Cage? Thank you for being in Kick-Ass. You were perfect as Big Daddy. I have to say that I'm a big fan of Big Daddy.
Yes, every character was awesome in Kick-Ass. There wasn't any character where I was like pissed off.
Even like the henchmen were awesome on that. That
very
was
good.
That was great. The violence was satirically perfect.
Like Fogel's dad.
Yeah, Fogel's dad.
Was like Fogel's dad.
Red Mist's dad.
I was like, man, you're pretty badass. Like, I believe them to be like the most sinister villain.
Yeah. And they're just mobsters.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're just mobsters, but mobsters are huge too.
But it was like to the point where I was like, man, he's about to kill her.
Yeah.
Like, he really is going to do it.
So definitely, what do you say? Carolyn Joe Show tells the world to see Kick-Ass?
Kick-Ass.
Kick-Ass to Kick-Ass.
Go see it.
Yes. Definitely go see it. Go see McLovin and everyone else. And buy the comic book. I'll buy it too. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Have a good night.
Kick ass.
Blood.